Hey everybody, this is Heavy Ham, here with a very special guest. Her name is Tasha. She's going to be telling us a few episodes of her paranormal experiences. Here she is. Take it away.
So, I remember my first experience being, I don't know how old I was, not even a year old. I remember that my mom, I couldn't move. I couldn't move my arms, I couldn't move my legs, I couldn't stretch out, and got pissed because I couldn't move. And, I got upset and I started crying because I couldn't move at all. And I remember looking to the right of because I was in my crib at the time. I remember to the right of my crib that I could see, that there was a bed and then the two closets. You know how they have a separation wall? Anyway, I had those two. They had those two. And then I remember seeing my mom at the time come into the room and pick me up. And they were able to open my blanket. And after that, I don't remember. But I just remember that I was happy to see the person that I was seeing. And that I knew that I'd be able to get out and stretch. So it's I know I felt safe at the time.
That's interesting.
Yeah. That's all I remember on that one. And then, I also, my second one that I remember was my baptism, after my baptism. My mom had me go home. When we got home, my mom had me go take a nap. And so I remember that when I did it, I went to lay down and I was in between being asleep and being awake. And I remember, it being pitch black. And then right in the center of it all was a bright light, and it kept coming towards me. And it was the more that it came closer, the more you could start seeing dark stuff in it, hazy. Hazy stuff in it, and then the more it got closer, the more you could see people. But the main figure in the center of this bright ass light, it was the closer he got, the closer I was able to see what he looked like. And I remember him specifically, but then I remember there was others around him, they were singing, kind of. And then...
Did they say what they wanted?
No. The one, the main guy, okay, he was the one who was coming to me, specifically. And I felt okay, I know he was, it was a safe feeling and stuff, but it was with him specifically... it was he was coming down to, I don't know, be my guardian angel or something, but I didn't know what was happening at the time, because me being eight, I don't know what this was, I didn't understand, but I can see what he looked like. He almost looked like freaking Jesus, seriously.
Wow.
Almost just him. He had the dark hair, the beard, but it was a dark, dark brown hair. Yeah, blue eyes, and then I remember him being in white flowing gowns, kind of what they would show in some of the Jesus pictures a little bit. Kind of like that. But it was it was just all flowing in the wind, but there was you can't hear the wind, but it was all the color. It was a color that you wouldn't normally see here. And the white of the white of the clothes and the white of the clouds and everything was a white you would not ever experience here at all.
That's the same.
And then I've had many deja vu things too. What I can always recall is them, being dreams at first. And then, later, having him happen kind of flips me out. It flipped me out a lot because I wasn't understanding what was happening within.
Yeah.
Not until I got a little bit older, but then there was like a time period that I didn't have anything happen. But then we moved into mom's house, and I just remember, I think my first experience was when I was 16, in the house anyway, and the room that I had chosen was always really cold, especially during the winter. It would always be like a lot colder than the rest of the house.
Isn't that way during the summer too?
It stays cool, relatively. Even during the summer, it stays pretty, pretty decent. Like, if the air's on, it's even colder. You have to literally have socks on to keep your feet warm. And it's always been a little off. Even when we stayed in there, she always said that was one of the coldest rooms in the house. That one and the room next to it. Even with it having padding in the walls, it was still always cold.
That's interesting.
But it was like, I've always, when being there, I always felt it, I think, more than the rest of the family. Until Kia moved in there and she started experiencing it herself too. But mine was when I was 16. I was tired because of having to take care of Kia and stuff and going to school. So I was like, I was falling asleep trying to do my homework. And in between my dream, like being awake and being asleep, I ended up having the one. I was laying on my stomach and in the windowsill because I had my bed in front of the window. And I felt like a little kid jump from the windowsill to in between my legs. So I had one on the outer leg and one in the middle. I could feel him jumping.
Yeah.
And I felt like it was about 60 to 70 pounds of the weight of the kid that was jumping on the bed. At least what it felt like to me anyway. But when I turned
That's
to look
an
around,
impressive amount of weight.
Yeah, it was like the weight of my little sister at the time, and it felt exactly just like that. And it was like it was jumping in between my legs. And when I turned to look around, nothing was there. Nothing was there at all. And I thought it was my sister, so I turned around to look, to tell her to, get out of there. There was no time my sister could have left between that time and then the other. Let's see. Trying to think of another. Bear Bear. So, Bear Bear is probably one of the toughest ones that I've had.
Who's Bear Bear?
My dog.
Oh.
She probably would have had to have been the hardest one I've had. Still handled that. Anyway, so, she ended up, she always laid up on the landing between the floors where the front doors, and she'd always lay right there, or at the bottom of the stairs waiting for me. She always waited for me, and she was my dog. And one day she ended up getting sick. And she was just puking all the time. She was puking, and then she was like, at one point, I'll go check on her. she was having a hard time breathing. Another time she would go in, look at her, and she was trying to eat or trying to drink. She was trying to drink and she had her nose stuck right in the water. She couldn't drink or open her mouth or anything. And by the time my mom got home, she ended up dying in my lap. After that, I couldn't stay at my mom's. I couldn't stay there because everything reminded me of her. And because of it, I couldn't stay at the house. So I ended up going back up to Job Corps because we were on our two-week break. 3 days after she passed away, she came to me in a dream and told me that she was okay. Like, I can hear her voice, you know. I can hear her fear, like, I can hear her specifically talking to me. And she told me that she was okay. That she wasn't sick anymore and that she was up here happy and with people. And that they would take care of her until I got up there. She's my dog, man, and right after having that dream, I was okay. Like, I felt this weight off of me, like I didn't, you know. Like, it was a lot easier to handle her passing. Because she died in my lap, and, you know, and it's just like, I think, because she knew that I was, you know, having a hard time with it, I kind of felt like she needed to tell me.
Yeah.
They're in the same bedroom. In the same bedroom that I had, because a lot of the experiences that I had at my mom's was mainly in the downstairs bedroom. Mine, my room was always, because it's always cold. So like, I would always feel like people sitting on my bed. Like something in the house is always checking on me. Like somebody or something would check come in my room, check on me, and sit on the bed and just sit with
me. That's crazy. Doesn't that creep you out?
It does, but it's like, I'm just like, all right, you know.
Get used to it after a while.
Yeah, after how many times you've actually had it happen, yeah, you get kind of used to it. The one time that freaked me out, oh my gosh. So, the one time that I remember having it happen, which was one of the actual stories that I was about to tell you anyway, but, so I ended up getting sick, and this is after I was living with you guys. No, it was before I moved in with you guys. So anyway, I ended up getting sick. I ended up getting sick for like a month. And the very first day I found, you know, of being sick, I wasn't feeling good like earlier in the morning. And so I went downstairs to go take a nap, go lay down and sleep because I wasn't feeling good. And as I went to turn to position my leg out, my knee. Are you okay? What's going on?
Palpitations.
You gonna be okay?
Yeah.
Okay. But anyway, so like they, Oh, yeah. So the part, you know, when you go to lay down on your stomach and you put one leg out and one leg knee out, whatever angle and whatnot to be comfortable. Well, that's how I went to turn and with this knee out. And at the time of a ghost turn and coming down to sit on my bed, I felt it go through my knee. And like, yeah, I felt it. It was wicked. It was like the wickedest fight I have ever had in my entire life. I felt this freaking ghost go through my leg and feel it sit on my bed through my leg. It was like, it kind of felt like, you know, like when you have wind coming at you. It kind of feels like that, but going through, kind of.
That's insane. Let's end right there.
Okay.